The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
One in three Irish people write a will. Not many are familiar with the practicalities of doing it. As part of My Legacy Month, the public are being encouraged to write a will and to include a legacy gift to a charity. Chairperson of My Legacy, Aoife Garvey, is with me, as is Bernadette Part, who is a solicitor specialising in healthcare and probate law. You're very welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Hi, Jonathan. Good morning.
I'm going to begin with you, Bernadette. Most people won't think about a will unless there's an external factor pushing them. Probably the fact that they have children, or they're after buying their first property, or they may have gotten some news that has them concerned about their health. Very few people kind of decide first thing of a Monday morning, I'll do a will today.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. As you mentioned there, only 30% of people have made a will, and usually it's some critical event like having children, getting married, or a health crisis that precipitates a visit to a solicitor to make a will. But certainly my legacy and encourages the making of wills, because there are so many circumstances where wills are so important, and They're a great vehicle for giving you peace of mind and for protecting your loved ones, which is actually what most people want when they consider the future and when they consider what will happen when they're no longer there themselves to look after their loved ones.
I'm surprised that the figure is only one in three of people have made a will. Are we including children, or is that one in three adults?
No, you must be an adult, of course, to make a will. So those surveys that look at how many people choose to make a will only deal with adults. So to make a valid will, you must be over the age of 18 or married, because, of course, you can get married at 16. But most people are 18 and over. And yet, you know, even I think this one survey I read had 57% of people with children haven't made a will. So even having children doesn't lead people into the solicitor's office or to make a will, which is unfortunate, because, of course, making a will is a great way of appointing guardians and trustees to look after children who are below the age of 18, well, anything happen.
Yeah, let's go through the permutations of if you die intestate, as they refer to it, you haven't done a will, what happens? The short version is it gets very complicated.
It does indeed. There's the Succession Act sets out the rules on intestacy. So what happens essentially when somebody hasn't made a will? So if they have a spouse or civil partner and children, the spouse or civil partner gets 2/3 of the estate and the children get 1/3. But say, for example, you're not married and you have children, the cohabitant in that situation has no automatic entitlement to a share in the estate, but the children would receive their share from a parent. But it just complicates matters, whereas the great thing about making a will is you can set out clearly what you would like to happen with what you have acquired during your lifetime, what you've worked for, and you can set it out in an orderly fashion, in a tax efficient fashion, to protect your loved ones.
Now, you don't need a solicitor, but it is recommended that you take one on to take over this responsibility, because they will make sure all the boxes are ticked and you don't end up in probate court trying to validate a document that you'd well intentioned. So what needs to be considered when you're making a will?
Well, there's the very legal technicalities of having a will. It must be in writing. You must be over the age of 18 or married. You must have proper capacity to make a will. And then you must, if you're married or have a civil partner, you must consider your spouse or civil partner. If you have children, you should consider them as well, particularly if they're under age or under the age of 18 or have any form of disability, because, of course, children have no automatic entitlement to a share in a parent's estate. And thereafter, there is a certain degree of what we call testamentary freedom. So one regular thing that I hear in practice is people saying, well, I understand that my children can get X when we're gone, and but I don't want the tax man to get any more than they should. So in those situations, which brings us round to today as well, I would often advise them that they can leave a legacy to a charity in a will, and of course there's no tax payable. And a lot of people like that. And as we know, in Ireland, Irish people are very generous, and there is a good practice already of leaving gifts to charities in wills to carry on the invaluable work that they do.
Well, let's bring in Aoife at this point. By the way, if the tax man is listening, we're not singling you out for treatment today, but your name is being mentioned a lot in dispatches. I don't know whether that's just a sign of the anxious times that we're in. Aoife, what is a legacy? Because a legacy can be more than just cash, and it's not necessarily just donations to charity.
Absolutely. So a legacy is a gift left in a will. And in the context of what we're talking about today, it's a gift left to a charity in a will. And there are a couple of options that people can choose from. You can leave a specific item, whether it's art, jewellery or property. You can leave a specific sum. So you can say, I wish to leave 5,000 euro, for example, to this charity. Or you can leave a percentage of an estate. So those are the options that that people have available to them. And so the solicitors can talk to their clients through those options.
Let's begin with the percentage of the estate. You have to be able to value and calculate that estate. So presumably that has to be done in advance before you make your generous donation.
Bernadette, you might have a steer on that.
Well, actually, I don't think your will only speak from the date of death. So some people do come in to the office and say that they would like to leave percentages rather than exact sums, precisely because they don't know the full value of their estate and they can't know it at the date of death, just in case they themselves were to receive a bequest or win the lottery or something like that. So leaving a percentage is actually quite a good way of making provision in an estate. But it comes down to individual people. As Aoife said, some people like to leave a specific amount, an item, a property. But some people do decide to leave a percentage, and there's no difficulty with that.
Well, one of the things that, and as someone who works in the charity sector, you know, you don't know that the legacy is coming your way. It is incredible the generosity of some people who do leave money to charity, and it's normally a charity that has been very close to their heart or who has supported them in some way. Do you have to be careful in choosing your charity? Can anyone step up and say, I don't know why she is leaving money to X?
That's a really good question. I mean, I would encourage anyone listening, if this is something they're interested in, to talk to their family and express those wishes so there isn't a surprise if something is left to a charity. We always say, look after your loved ones first and foremost. This isn't a case of giving to charity over family. But if you look at what you have to give and you look after those closest to you first and you feel that there's something left to share, a gift to a charity would be a fantastic way of ensuring future income for a cause you care about. As you touched on there, it's not uncommon for it to be a cause or maybe a service that the individual use themselves or perhaps knows the value of it through friends and family. Mm. Or maybe it's a cause overseas that they're very passionate about throughout their life. And sometimes it's just a complete surprise and both for the charity and maybe for others that this is a cause or a service somebody was quite impressed with.
Yeah, and to be fair, most people do this and there's never an issue because their intentions are well known in advance. But Bernadette, if you have got somebody, an elderly parent who passes away with adult children and they leave everything to the cat's home to the exclusion of the children, it can ruffle feathers. Is there any way that a donation like that could be challenged?
Absolutely. And whether or not there is validity to the challenge, these challenges are regularly brought, not in relation to charities per se, but in relation to children feeling they haven't been properly provided for by their parents. But as I mentioned earlier, adult children have no automatic entitlement to a share in their parents' estate. And unfortunately, that's a bit of a surprise to people, because of course, most parents do want to benefit their children. But there is no automatic entitlement. So say if parents did, after providing for their children during their when they were growing up and through their education and thereafter decided that they wanted to leave money to a charity, there, whilst a child could bring a challenge to the court, they would have to have good grounds for showing that their parents didn't properly provide for them in their earlier life. And you know, you would hope that where what it often comes down to, Jonathan, is having a good attendance note when you go and speak to your solicitor and set out those reasons. And if those reasons were set out clearly and perhaps on affidavit, then if a challenge arose, you would simply write to the children in question and advise them that these are the reasons behind your parents deciding to leave.
But it is infinitely better to have that conversation long in advance of the will being finalised. So that everybody knows just exactly where the money is going. Where can people find out more information if they're looking for details on My Legacy?
We have a website, mylegacy.ie. You'll see our charity members there. You'll see more about our Awareness Month, which is My Legacy Month this September. And there's information about making a will and why it's important and, of course, to support a charity.
Aoife Garvey of mylegacy.ie, Bernadette Part, solicitor, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.